our section, it is Friday, and we are ready to have a fun time. All you had to do to join is Skype on in at GabNet Live. That's GabNet Live. Come on, join the fun here on The Intersection. Once again, if you want to join the conversation, Skype at GabNet Live. There we go. We have Diana. Yay!
Hey.
Hey, Diana, you got to turn on your camera.
I'm sorry. Oh, whoops. I thought I did. where am I? Camera. All right. Why is this not? There we go. I think that. Thought I had it. There. Hmm. I don't know what's not working. Why is it not working? Huh. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just can't see you.
Yeah. See, when I go to turn it on, it just doesn't come on. I don't know what's going on with this thing. Usually it comes on automatically.
Huh.
Let me just try again. Let me just hang up and try again.
All right.
It's still not there. I don't know what is going on.
I don't know either.
Yeah. well, at least you can hear me, but I should at least have a picture. Are you just seeing a black screen?
No, I've got my camera on.
Yeah, but I mean, for me, do you?
I see your camera is turned off, is what it looks like.
Oh, okay, because it's. See, that's my screen with my background screen, but. Huh. This is the first time that's ever happened, so I don't know what's going on.
Well,
yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't use this with anybody else, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't have to see you.
Okay. You know what I look like.
I know what you look like. Yep. Well.
We're Friday off.
It's Friday. So,
yeah,
let's
have a rare Friday off.
Yeah, well, that's great. Let's try some if you were. Let's start with that. Okay.
Yeah.
If we were all if we were film ratings, which one of us would be X rated?
Oh, well, can I talk to somebody that's not here?
Sure, why not?
Well, you know it would be Alan, you know. There's no two ways about it. That's an easy one.
Let's see what Wayne's joining us. All right, so the question on the table is, if we were all film ratings, which one of us would be X-rated? And you are welcome to choose someone not on the call.
Alan.
That's exactly what Diana said. That's pretty funny. All right. Let's try another one. All right. If I were a video game character, which would I be? Laura Croft from Tomb Raider, John Marsden from Red Dead Redemption, Geralt of Rivia from The Witcher, Princess Peach from Super Mario Brothers, or Jill Valentine from Resident Evil. So,
well, The only one I know is Laura Croft, and I barely know that.
Same here.
I could see you being, I think she was kind of a hero for the cause of justice and all that stuff, and I could see you being that person.
All right, so.
If I'm right about that.
Which do you think Diana would be? I guess we all, none of us know any of these characters but Lara Croft, so that's
kind of limits the choices.
Right? Yes, it does. All right. If you were a former president, which would you be, Wayne? Would you be Barack Obama, John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, George W. Bush, or Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Diana, which one would you be?
Yeah, I agree with that. I go along with that, too. Clinton. Oh, this is driving me nuts with this camera.
I think I would want to be Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah, that's probably, you're right. I wasn't paying enough attention. But I heard Clinton and went, yeah, I like what he did, but Barack Obama definitely, yeah. Can I change my answer?
Sure.
Okay.
No reason you can't. Yeah, the choices were Obama, Kennedy, Nixon, Bush, or Clinton.
Okay, yeah, I guess because I just heard Clinton at the end. Okay, well, that was fun.
Yeah, I like Obama. I like what he did while he was in office. He's damn sexy. He's still sexy. He's been out of office for 8 years and he's still sexy as hell.
I agree with that.
And he's a kind person.
Yes. Yes.
And yes. He's not on Epstein's list.
On who?
Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Clinton was on Epstein's list.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I kind of feel like if Kennedy had lived long enough, he probably also would have been on Epstein's list.
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, we got Charlie joining us.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Charlie, the question on the table.
Brian.
Oh, and we have Brian, too. All right, here's the question on the table. If you were a former president, which would you be? Obama, Kennedy, Nixon, W. Bush, or Clinton? Charlie?
Obama, if I have to pick just between those, I would have said Franklin Roosevelt, but that wasn't one of the options.
Brian, how about you?
Maybe Clinton.
All right, so I got a couple of Clintons and three Obamas. Two Clintons, three Obamas.
Oh, who was the third Obama?
Me.
Oh, that was...
Me, you, and,
and
Charlie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlie, that's right. Okay.
So, and then Wayne and Brian chose Clinton. And you chose Clinton for a little while, but then didn't realize Obama was the option. So, yes.
Because it was at the very beginning, yeah.
Okay. If we were all on a pop culture trivia game show, which one of us would win?
Pop culture? Oh, good. Boy, I don't know if
pop
any of us
culture
would.
Trivia. I think
not
it's,
me.
No, Charlie.
I think it's Charlie. Charlie, I think it's you.
I don't know anything about pop trivia.
Yeah, if it was science fiction, maybe.
You're Swifty. You're Swifty.
I think
oh,
Amy
knowing Pop, that. I know is Taylor Swift. If it ain't Taylor Swift, I don't know it.
But not pop music, pop culture. So, you know, the zeitgeist. What's I mean, I would know, like, TV trivia, except for so many of the shows that are really, really popular, like Game of Thrones and The Crown and Walking Dead and several others. I didn't watch. I never watched Law and Order. I never watched. So there's this, I spend entirely too much time watching television, but somehow there are large open sections. Although I just finished watching and I have to say it was really good. The Umbrella Academy, if you've not watched it. It's worth, there's only three seasons, and they're only, the longest season is 10 episodes.
Yeah, I started watching it, and I don't know, I just couldn't really get into it for some reason.
It's pretty dark. It's pretty dark.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like, I'm okay with dark, but for some reason, I don't know, it just didn't catch my imagination. And I do like science fiction and dark and all that stuff, but I don't know, I guess with kids, I'm not a kid person, you know, it's all about kids.
Yeah, well, actually, there is only the beginning episode shows them as kids.
And they're, oh, really? Only
and then after that, then it's all their adults. Except for number 5, who is old, but looks like a kid. Because he's time traveled.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember something about that, yeah.
All right, so...
maybe I should give it another shot.
All right, so... going with that, what is a TV series that everyone, that you know so many people loved, but you just couldn't get into it?
Well, I'd say Walking Dead for sure for me.
Yeah.
That's Charlie and Diana Walking Dead. Wayne, you got one?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. Steve Carell is the star of it.
The Office.
Oh, yeah. Oh, The Office.
Yeah, I didn't get into The Office either.
Yeah.
Brian?
All the different CSI.
Yeah,
shows.
No, I didn't get to those either.
Yeah, I love those.
All right, let's try another. If you were a hat, which would you be? Would you be a baseball cap, a fedora, a cowboy hat, a sorting hat, or a floppy hat?
Baseball cap.
Baseball.
Yeah, I think I'd go with that too.
Maybe cowboy.
I like the fedora.
I could see that for you. You're so into old movies and stuff.
Yeah, I can see myself in a fedora. I think I look good in a fedora.
Yeah, I went through a fedora phase, yeah.
You'd be a damsel in a film noir kind of movie.
Oh, you know? Sure. Well, yeah. that's the hero, you know, the private
anti-hero.
The anti-hero, the hero, yeah. Wears the fedora. You think of... I'm trying to think of like film noir. Who's the actor?
Well, like Chinatown. That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, or what's his name from
Philip Marlowe?
Maltese Falcon. Who's the star of that?
That's not
Humphrey
Bogart.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart. Yeah, but Bogart wears a fedora, doesn't he?
Yeah,
that's what I think of. I associate the fedora with like Bogart, but I look good in hats. I like hats. Hats are fun. They're like you put them on and you become a different person.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Although a sorting hat might be kind of fun, and I do like a floppy hat.
What's a sorting hat? I don't even know that.
Sorting Harry Potter.
Potter, yeah. Oh. I didn't watch it because I thought I didn't want to judge people. You know?
Yeah, the sorting hat decides which house in Harry Potter you go in. It's just like a witch's hat that talks.
Oh yeah, right. I think I know.
Yeah,
somebody wants to be in Gryffindor.
The best house.
Gryffindor is the house that Harry's in. Although, I always liked the name Hufflepuff. There was something kind of fun about the name Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
All right. If we were all desert islands, who would have the most crabs?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. Make it all the the, you know, dishes and forks and everything out of straw or whatever, you know, just bamboo.
Did we ever get an answer from anyone on that?
Well, we know it's you.
All right.
Oh, that's good. That was an easy one.
If you were a celebrity chef, which one would you be? Guy Fieri, Gordon Ramsay, David Chang, Sonny Anderson, or Julia Child?
Oh, David Chang, definitely. I love him.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh, he's a Korean guy. He's got a lot of shows on Netflix. Right now he does Dinner Time Live. It's every Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's really fun. He actually does a live cooking show he has like a couple celebrity guests, and he does a lot of different, really interesting cuisine.
You know, my favorite is Struggle Meals. That's my favorite cooking show.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's great. You can find it on YouTube. And I can't remember which, and another platform. But all of his meals are $2 a serving or less. And he shows you, and he has this drawer full of packets from restaurants, like sugar packets and soy sauce, and you know. And so all his sauces and marinades are made from stuff out of the packet drawer. He'll say two soy sauce packets and one crushed red pepper, a packet of honey. I mean, it's so much fun. And then he'll show you, like, you know, he'll do an episode where at the beginning of the episode, he roasts a chicken, and then he'll show you all these meals that you do throughout the week that are all based on that first chicken that you made at the beginning of the week.
Oh, that I would be interested in. Yeah, I like that idea.
But of this list, I mean, Guy Fieri would be fun because I love checking out diners and, you know, drive-ins and dives. I love dives. Like, the best food is found at places in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, mom and pop places.
Where you see a ton of cars that have to have known that this place was there. Because it's very nondescript, but you see this parking lot is full. You know the food on the inside has got to be delicious.
Yeah.
Either that or there's something funny going on inside.
Something in the back room, maybe. I don't know.
But I do like Julia Child. I thought, you know, she really brought French cooking and you know, fancy stuff. And I like the idea of being able to cook like that.
Yeah, it's hard to, now that you mention it, I just jumped on David Chang because I just really love his show and his personality. But yeah, I would agree with all those people though too. Yeah. Well, I'm a foodie anyway, so.
Who is Sonny Anderson?
That one I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
I wonder. I think I might know, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she was on The Chew, maybe. I don't know. All right. If we were all locked up in a museum for the night, who would hump the statues?
Oh, my God.
Why do these questions?
I think we were past on that one.
Yeah.
Maybe Alan. I don't know.
That's the first thing I would think, too.
That would break the statues. Maybe Phil?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't see any. I think we are all too old for that. We're all like, I'm too tired to do that.
Yeah. The hormones.
If we were our younger selves, maybe. But at this point, no.
No is right.
I'm taking a nap.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. if you were a Kardashian slash Jenner sister, which would you be? Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, or Kylie?
I don't know. Whoever has the very successful, is it makeup that she does? I think it's Kylie. I don't really know the names, but I know the one that has all the money.
I mean, none of them are poor. None of them are poor.
Well, yeah. But one of them has a really successful business. I think it's makeup or something. I don't know about Kendall, but
I'm not sure.
Kim is the one that's a billionaire.
Yeah, Kendall.
Yeah, that must be the one then. I don't know. Can't differentiate the names. I just know one of them is very, very successful in business.
Definitely not Kim, because there is no way I would have married Kanye West.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And that's becoming more apparent as to why that was a bad idea. With each passing day. All right. If you were a pro wrestling move, which would you be? The chicken wing, the diving headbutt, the jackhammer, the anaconda vice, or the pile driver?
Oh, the pile driver.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I like the sound of chicken wing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm the chicken wing because I am chicken.
I like the one where they dive up and land on top of the guy.
I think that's the pile driver.
Yeah, maybe that's the pile driver, yeah.
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yeah.
I think the jackhammer was Goldberg's final move.
Okay.
And what the jackhammer was is when he's ready to finish a guy off and go up to him, he'd take the guy's right arm and put it over his back of his neck, and he would somehow, I know one hand would grab the guy's tights at the waist, and he would end up holding the guy vertical upside down for a few seconds. Yeah. And then come down with him, and he would cup the back of their neck so that he didn't hit the back of his head first, you know. So that was the safety part of it. But
yeah.
He got some pretty heavy guys up in the air, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Goldberg.
Huh.
This is another one I expect everybody to probably want to pass on. If we're all an all-night rager, who would wake up naked?
Oh, that'd be me.
Oh, yeah, I've heard right.
Yeah. All right, I'll go with that. Yeah, no, I don't sleep naked. I like a nice pair of pajamas.
Yeah, I like a nightgown.
I like to be free.
I like the pajamas so my thighs don't rub together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's like my lounging pajamas. Like, I have to wear like a thin gown because my bedroom is small and it gets really hot in the summer. And I mean in the winter with the heat. But even in the summer, like, because I have to have one of my front windows open, partly up. Or even in the winter, the shade ups because the cats like to look out the window. So for me to walk from my bedroom to my bathroom, if I was naked, people would see me. Another good reason. I don't want to, no free shows.
All the windows in our bedroom are to the backyard. So it's fenced. Nobody's going to see me. But
okay.
But
we're on a 2-acre lot, so our neighbors couldn't look in our windows.
But I mean, I've never lived without central heat and air. And I can't imagine living without central heat and air. So.
Yeah, feel my pain. I've been sweltering. If I'm not right in my bedroom, it's the only place I have my air conditioning. And I got like a tornado of fans going here in the front room. And still.
Yeah, no, fans are not enough.
I know, but that's all I have.
Not in Texas.
Not in Texas. Not in Texas. Yeah, that's. I remember going to visit my cousins in Chicago in the summertime, and all they had was box fans. Yep. And I was like, it's too hot here. What is wrong with you?
How many
we don't need air conditioning. Table? Yes, you do. You really, really do. You may not don't need them as long as we need them, but you definitely need them.
Oh, yeah. You guys are probably, even your apartments there, I imagine, are still have central air in Texas, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's see, here it's not... We don't have that. I wish.
Yeah, like, you have to, if you live in a, like, a really kind of old, bad apartment complex, you've got window units.
Yeah. Oh, in Texas, yeah.
Yeah. So that's like at the very low end is window units. You still have air conditioning. It's it's just a window unit. But now what you do see sometimes around here is that people with central heat and air will have a window unit in their bedroom so they don't have to cool off the whole house. They just cool off their bedroom. Or they'll have something like a heat pump in their bedroom so they can specifically cool one section of the house. And it lowers their electricity costs if they're not trying to heat or cool, heat and cool the whole thing.
That makes sense.
All right. If you were a phone feature, which would you be? Would you be text messages, digital assistants, camera, actual phone calls, or alarm?
I'd say text messages for me because I do prefer that way of communication.
For me too.
Brian, Diana, text messages. Wayne, how about you?
I might as well, yeah.
Charlie?
You know, I thought Wayne would say camera because he's the photographer.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, okay.
Charlie?
I'd have to be text messages because I'm a fountain of information.
Yeah, same.
I'm the actual phone call. I don't understand why when you have the ability, when it is called a phone, why you don't use it to actually speak to people.
Well, it's like if I just want to convey some information, I'd rather just text it and then first the person has it in writing. You know, like how to do something or just some information they need to have. And it's there whenever they need, you know, if I can't get a hold of them right away, it's there. They have it. And, you know, especially I don't want to be on the phone for that long either. So, you know, I have other things to do. So.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
If we were all couches, who felt the most butts?
Say that again, if we're all what?
If we were all couches, sofas.
Oh, couches? Oh, okay.
Who felt the most butts? Who had the most people sit on them?
Do cats count?
Sure, why not?
Then I would say that I would probably keep the, what do you call elected or whatever. Or,
you'd be the one?
Maybe, yeah.
I think you, Amy, would be the one.
Yeah. I mean, I think, Diana, if you're saying you got lots of cats.
Well, I don't have two cats. But I've had many, many cats through the years.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Diana. Because cat butts count as butts.
Yeah, there you go. A butt's a butt, right?
A butt is a butt. That's right. All right. If you were a male action star, which would you be? Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Jamie Foxx? Keanu Reeves? Simu Lee or Liam Neeson?
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Set of skills. Yeah.
I do love that.
Cilla Reef.
Yeah.
Simu Lee.
I would be the one.
The one.
I never even heard of Ceylon. Was it Ceylon Reeves?
Simu Lee.
Simu Lee. Who the heck is that? What is he play? He or she played in?
Brian? What?
I said Keanu Reeves. I guess you didn't hear me.
Oh, you said Keanu Reeves. I thought you said Simu Lee. Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
no. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Charlie?
Yeah, he's pretty cool, too.
I said Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson? Wayne?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves.
Reeves?
Who's the other guy? The one you...
Yeah.
The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, it wasn't that one. The one that began with a C or something like that.
Simu Lee.
Yeah, who's that?
I've never heard of whoever that is.
What TV program or what series is he in?
Hang on, I'll look it up for you. All right. Simu Lee. He is known for Shang Kai and the Legend of Ten something or other. He was one of the Kens in Barbie. He was the Asian Ken in Barbie.
Okay.
Arthur the King, Kim's Convenience.
Okay, that's another.
Oh, Kim's Convenience. Yeah, I know him from that too. Oh, yeah, he's a cutie pie. I don't think of him as an action star, though.
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, I think I'd go with Jamie Foxx just because he's funny.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I'm always going to choose the comic relief. I'm always going to pick the funny guy. That's my thing. All right. If we were all captured spies, who would break first? Oh, no, who would never break?
I think Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
Can't break through him.
So if Wayne.
Okay.
All right. If you were going to a Renaissance fair, which character would you dress up as? A wench, a wizard, a princess, a knight, or a court jester?
Wizard.
Yeah, wizard. I was going to say wizard,
that's a,
too.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Knight for me.
Knight?
Yeah.
I'd go as the princess. Because I like the costumes. Yeah. I like the princess costumes. Although Jester would be fun. But I prefer the princess costume. Yeah. Wizard would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. If you were... All right, nah, skip that, because I don't even know what that is. Okay. If you were a monster from a movie, would you be King Kong, Gamera, Mothra, Godzilla, or Rodan?
Rodan? Who's, I don't know that one. Was it Godzilla, I think.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Yeah, I think King Kong, because I get to play with Fay Wray.
There you go.
I like Godzilla being able to live underwater, swim underwater like that.
That's interesting. I'm not sure. If you were a Broadway musical, which would you be? Hairspray, Wicked, Mamma Mia, Cats, or Les Miserables?
Oh, Wicked for sure.
Cats would be fun.
Cats for Ryan. Diana says Wicked.
I'd be Cats too, I guess.
Wang?
Pass. I don't care for musicals.
I think I want to say Hairspray, but I mean Mamma Mia. The mother in Mamma Mia. It's based on a movie starring either Sophia Loren or Gina Lollobrigida. I can't remember which.
But the oh really? Oh
yeah. The original movie was not a musical and didn't have ABBA music. But
oh wow, I didn't know that it was something before that. Huh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Let me see. I think it's Sophia.
I could Google it.
Sophia Loren. Let's see. What's the name of the movie?
It's not called Mamma Mia, though.
No, it's not called Mamma Mia because it came out well before. It's based on the three options, the three possible fathers. She were American soldiers during World War II that she had affairs with, but she doesn't know which one is the father. And so the daughter's getting married and she invites all of her possible fathers back.
Yeah, that's basically the story of
Mamma Mia.
The musical too.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's based on that. Let's go back a ways here.
1968 film Buena Sera, Mrs. Campbell.
Oh.
That's on Google.
Huh.
Okay.
Let's see who played her. I think that was Gina Lollobrigida.
Gina Lollobrigida. Well, I knew it was one of those two. Yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah. You know, I didn't know that.
Yep. It was a good movie.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I've definitely.
I've seen Mamma Mia.
I watched so much Turner Classic Movies back way back when that I've seen it many times. But apparently not enough to know whether it was Sophia Loren or Gina Lollobrigida.
Yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
If you were a piece of art, if you were an art, work of art, which would you be? Would you be the Garden of Earthly Delights, American Gothic, Dogs Playing Poker, The Scream, or When Will You Marry Me?
Brother. Well, I do like Earthly Delights, so maybe I'll go with that. Although I know that's kind of a bunch of devils and demons and stuff, if I remember right. But it sounds good.
I always like Dogs Playing Poker, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see you guys.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the most fun. I want to be a dog sitting around playing poker.
Yeah, I'm just not a dog person. If it was cats, I would probably go along.
If we were all furniture, who would be the entertainment center?
Alan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Alan.
That's what I was thinking too, Alan.
Well, now I think, Amy, because you're the host, so you're the one providing the milieu and the, you know, the actual place to be to be having the entertainment, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Wayne is a pretty good joke teller, so...
Well, that's true, too, yeah.
But isn't an entertainment center the TV and the record player and the AM/FM?
Yeah.
All,
everything
all
together.
All beautiful wood. It's more about the wood than the TV or itself.
Yeah, I mean, I can see me being the entertainment center because, you know, like when I'm doing my other show, I'm like, oh, you got to hear this great music.
I was hearing all the different parts of the entertainment.
Well, let me tell you about this great movie.
that's what I mean.
Let me introduce you to this this great candidate. I can see myself being the entertainment center.
Yeah.
All right. If we were all arrested for a crime we did together, who would rat out the team first?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, it's not Wayne, because Wayne's not talking.
No. It'd probably be me. I'm allergic to pain. I couldn't.
And Brian wouldn't do it on purpose. He would just blurt it out and not think about it.
It was Wayne. It was Wayne. This don't hurt me. I have my chocolate bar now.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'd say I'm not good with pain, but I happen to know we as women, Diana, our pain threshold is much higher.
Yeah, I think that's probably true, yeah.
I just remember that the Daily Show, when they had... who's the current? Don't say slow. She did. They came up with this machine to help men feel what menstrual cramps feel like.
Oh, jeez.
And they put it on one of the guys, and then, like, throughout the day, she would just go around and turn it up.
It was on the Daily Show?
Yeah, it was on the Daily Show.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, at the end, she turns it on and, like, keeps turning it up and turning it up and turning it up. It's like, yeah. We're so used to it, we don't realize how much pain that we were dealing with on a regular basis.
Yeah.
<It's> like, yeah.
Something you just have to live with. Well, that's when I found out what ibuprofen was, you know. But yeah, well, there would be, the human race would have been, you know, weak. Not extinct. But, you know, extinct if it was up to men, yeah.
If men did that.
If men could get pregnant, the abortion rates would go sky high.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be able to get Plan B out of gumball machines.
Yeah, right.
All right. If you were a tool, which would you be? A jackhammer, a plunger, a drill, a Swiss Army knife, or a vise?
Jackhammer, a drill, I like Swiss Army knife because then you have all kinds of functions, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm a jack of all trades. I'd be a Swiss
Army. Yeah.
Swiss Army knife.
Jack knife of all trades.
Wayne, how about you?
Yeah, we'll go along with it. Yeah.
So everybody says number four, Swiss Army knife. We want to be flexible for any situation. Yeah. There you go. All right. If you were a 90s grunge classic, which would you be? Been Caught Stealing, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Plush, All Hail Me, or Machine Head?
These are all songs.
I
have never heard of any of those.
Oh, really? Wow.
Smells Like Teen Spirit is the...
Nirvana.
Nirvana,
yeah. Entertain
I like
us.
The song. I don't like.
Here we are now. Entertain us. That's the only one I know. I don't know the other songs. Anybody know the other songs?
I know. Fosh is Stone Temple Pilots. I actually have that CD.
Which one?
That's Plush.
Oh, Plush. How's that going? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I can't think of it. They're just heavy metal kind of stuff, but they're like a slow. They're not like a super. What do you call speed metal type of thing? They're very slow. That's what I like about them. They're kind of da 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 da. Yeah, heavy but slow. And
okay, yeah, I know which one that is.
They all sound the same. But yeah, Plush is one of their songs.
Yeah,
I like the idea of being Plush too. You know.
Okay. Anybody else?
Fucking cuddly.
Teen Spirit.
Yeah, I only know Smells Like Teen Spirit, so I'd have to go with that one. Although, I honestly don't like most grunge. I found that out when I went to there's a museum in Seattle that's like a music museum. And I quickly figured out that I didn't like any of those grunge rock bands.
And yeah, I've never heard of that one.
Alright. Okay, if you were a superhero, which power would you use in the bedroom? Mind reading, underwater breathing, time travel, shape shifting, or super speed?
Shape shifting.
Underwater breathing.
Good one. I like shape-shifting, because then I could shift into this sexy-looking thing with good knees. Kind of puts more possibilities out there.
Wayne, how about you?
Yeah, same thing, shape-shifting.
Shape-shifting. Yeah, I wouldn't mind being able to look better than I look right now. I'm not sure what good time travel is.
Yeah. I know. What?
How?
Unless you did something really stupid, and then you know you could go back and erase it or something. Yeah.
I mean, mind reading would be good because then you would know if you're doing things right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially for guys, I think, because you know.
Yeah, guys need that ability.
Oh yeah.
All right. If we were all mattresses, who would have the most weird stains?
What? Oh my God!
I'm gonna skip
well,
that.
Whoever...
Yeah, let's skip that.
Let's skip that. All right. If we were all apocalypse survivors, who slept through the whole thing? I'm gonna say Charlie.
I don't know. I'd say myself because I'm a marathon sleeper. You know, working the night shift, I'll go on like 15 hours binges, sleep binges.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, sometimes I sleep like a rock. Sometimes I sleep light. It just depends.
Oh yeah, I sleep light, but then I just, you know, having to go to the bathroom every couple hours. But then I go back to sleep. Or get up for a couple hours, watch something, and go back to sleep.
If you were tasty chicken, which would you be? Spicy, fried, nugget, unseasoned, or jerk?
I like spicy fried.
I like chicken nuggets.
I like jerk chicken, but I wouldn't want to be a jerk. You know?
Wayne, how about you?
Oh, you sure? The fried chicken, but not much spicy, though.
Ryan?
Fried chicken with lots of red hot sauce on it.
There you go.
Well, Wayne
is the original recipe.
Yeah, I'm a spicy Popeyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. If we were all students studying abroad, who would be the first to get arrested?
Ah. Jeez. I don't know, maybe me, because I do like to push the limits.
I was going to say Diana. Push the limits.
Not that I've ever been arrested, but I've done some illegal things. You know?
When I was a kid, but I never got arrested. I never got caught.
Yeah, that's it. Never got caught.
I just have that, I had that look of being innocent.
Oh, you got
even
that.
Even when I wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that goody thing too, or I did, yeah, so people didn't realize what I was really capable of.
Yeah, whenever, like, at school, when I'd smoke, people would say to me, "You don't smoke." I'm like, "I've never seen you smoke before. You don't smoke. Do you see the cigarette in my hand?"
Yeah.
And you say something like, "Oh, you don't know me at all."
I think you know me, but I really don't.
All right. If you were an alien, what would confuse you the most? Plastic surgery, bottled water, reality TV, memes, or TikTok challenges?
Oh, brother. A couple of those things. Probably reality TV. I don't get that as a human.
TikTok challenges. I don't see what good they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. I could kind of see where people would want to be challenged, but I wouldn't want to do it, actually.
I mean, some of them are pretty, like, why? Why would you do that? Like the walking on the boxes or the Tide Pods or the, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Yeah. I'm not an alien and I'm confused.
Yeah, exactly. That's hard. That was hard to choose, you know.
Right.
Both two things. I wanted to choose both of them.
If we were all dances, who would be the lap dance?
Oh, gosh.
Diana, isn't that you?
Well, yes and no, because, I mean, I did do stripping, but I didn't do lap dances. I mean, that was the exact answer, but we didn't do lap dances. But at the same time, I'm kind of a sensual person.
I mean, that's the closest of any of us.
Yeah, for that reason, I'd say probably.
I mean, I'm a tap dance.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm a two-stepper.
Oh, there you go.
Well, we gotta get Diana's camera working here.
Well, you're just gonna see me laying in my chair at this point. My Yankee shirt on. I don't know. This drives me nuts. I don't know what is wrong. Never had a problem with it.
All right, Wade. What kind of dance are you?
Run the choices again.
There wasn't a list of choices.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Pass. Got nothing
Brian?
Good for that.
Maybe a nice slow dance,
you know. Okay, so we got a slow dance, a lap dance, a tap dance, and a two-step.
Yep.
Because I think the question was who would be the lap dance.
The original question was which one of us would be the lap dance, and we decided that was you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think we agree as Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, we just kind of expanded that.
We just expanded on it. All right. If you were a party, which one would you be? A fancy dinner party, a bar crawl, a rave, a swinger party, or a sausage party?
sausage party. That'd be a bar crawl.
Yeah, me too.
I like the sausage party idea because I do like sausage. I mean, real sausage. And I'd be like to have all the men to myself, you know?
There you go. Yeah. Wayne, how about you?
I guess I'll go along with Charlie's answer.
The bar crawl?
Bar crawl, yeah, whatever
that is. I think the fancy dinner party. I love a fancy dinner party.
No.
I get dressed up and putting all the china and crystal and silver out. And, you know.
Okay. I'd like the food, but I wouldn't want to have to get dressed up.
Yeah. I like getting dressed up. I think it's kind of fun to get all fancied up, all gussied up. I don't want to do it all the time, but, you know, on occasion.
I just sampling different kinds of alcohol. That's what you do on a bar crawl.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Did we get Brian's answer? I don't remember.
I said bar crawl, too. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. All right. If we were all on a quiz show, who would never push the buzzer?
Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne. Yeah, and he would know the answer. He just wouldn't push the button.
Oh.
Yeah, only half. Definitely. Maybe half the time at most. Yeah.
Just couldn't be bothered.
That's the toughest thing about those quiz shows, getting the first one in the magic Jeopardy. Is
yeah,
really hard.
That's right. The reflexes, right?
Yeah. That's still my favorite quiz show is now After Midnight. Where it's all just a joke anyway. So
yeah, I haven't seen that in a while. I should check that out.
Okay. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, take my gummy first. Wait till it kicks in because I think you have to be high to watch that.
Well, honestly, it looks like most of them, especially Taylor Tomlinson, are high when they record the show, when they tape the show.
One of the shows. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she definitely acts like she's kind of out, spaced out or something.
I mean, just from the way she's talking, she sounds pretty stoned. And then, like, whenever Ron Funches is on, Ron Funches is always high. But I love Ron Funches. He's my favorite.
The name sounds familiar. I can't think of
He's that kind of short black guy that's just always really happy because he's always really stoned.
Always happy. Oh, okay. Is he a comedian or something?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay, he's funny.
And he was like the champion of At Midnight the first time around. He was the one that was on the most.
Oh.
And was the funniest. Because he was just always so happy and funny.
I really like on the Game Channel TV show, they have the reruns of the Match Game with Gene Rayburn.
Oh, yes. I love the original Match Game.
Whenever he'd go, and whatever she did, because she liked to blank, you know.
Yeah, that's always fun. That's really is. That's probably my favorite classic game show. And my second would probably be Family Feud with Richard Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Yeah, he's something else.
Followed by the Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, that was funny, too, yeah.
With Paul Lynn and Center Square. Yeah.
They don't just fall into a funny one,
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Yeah.
Now, did anybody have any home games for TV game shows? We had Password.
Oh, like board games?
We had Concentration.
Yeah, I think we had Concentration.
Yeah.
I don't think we did, no. No.
We had Password. And my family never let me live it down. The word that I had was China. And keep in mind, I'm a little kid, all right? And the Vietnam War is going on, so the clue that I gave was indoor. You know, indoor China where they're fighting?
Oh.
Indoor China. Oh, Indochina. Oh.
Indochina.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Yeah, that's from the Miles of Bee kind of thing.
My family never let me live that down. Never. Indoor China. as opposed to outdoor China.
Well, it was the first war televised, you know. Well, I remember my dad watching it while we were watching the Vietnam War while we were eating dinner. Yeah.
All right. If we were all prison inmates, oh wait, we're out of time. Look at that.
Yeah, it's about that time.
It is.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Well, thank you all. It's been so much fun. Thank you. Diana was first on tonight. So thank you, Diana, for being the first to show up.
You can't see me. Sorry.
We don't need to say, as long as we can hear you. We're not sending video out anyway.
That's right.
This was a lot of fun. Wayne, Charlie, Brian, thank you again. As I remind you each week, get registered, get informed, get politically active, and go vote. And if you don't have anything nice to say, come sit by me.